Blog Talk Peace. Radio.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Peace and blessings. Recorded. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, please tell us your name, what state you're calling from, and the purpose of your call today.
My name is Darlene Copeland. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. The purpose of my call is to support the movement to stop the violence.
Okay. Well, thank you. We welcome you to our show. You're speaking to Yah Ami with Swift Poetry Chapter. I'm the host of the Help You Living program and Swift Poetry Chapter. Darlene, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with violence, how it has affected you directly or indirectly.
Well, number one, I'm a mother, and I have two young men now. But violence affects me personally because as a mother, I have to constantly talk to them about what is right, what is wrong. We have a lot of the snitches get stitches that keeps people locked up in their homes because they can't share information to help themselves or others. We have the ride or die where they grow up thinking this is the way life is. So they choose a path that does not lead them to success, but to eventually jail or even dying. I'm also a teacher, and I work in an inner city school, and I see how the young men and the young girls are deciding that, okay, I want to live that lifestyle that's not going to support me or my community, but it's going to actually bring me down or bring my community down. I had a student who beats, well, I'm a pre-K teacher, and I have found out that one of my students, once he hit his 20s, he was killed. I've had a student who wound up committing suicide because he was bullied. I had another neighbor who I'm very close with. Her son went and was just having fun with his friends, and he was shot while just standing, and it was a mistaken identity. They weren't even after him. So in my community and at my job, I'm constantly surrounded by the impact of violence, and it's affecting our children. Our children are growing up thinking this is the life to live because the grown-ups are saying this is the life to live. And the way we're saying it is in two ways. We're either actively involved in it or we're standing by, and by our silence we're saying this is okay. So my plea is, for parents to step up and let your kids know it's not okay. If you can help someone, help someone. And as a teacher, I'm saying to the community, instead of standing back saying what is happening and what everyone else is not doing or is doing that's negative, step in and show our kids that there is opportunities out there to be positive, to live positive. And I will continue to support the Stop the Violence movement because I know that there are people out here, who young people and old people, who are living the positive life, who are living the nonviolence life, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And
that's right. It's important. It's imperative that you, well, first of all, I want to thank you because you touched on a few very important topics, and it's unfortunate that, you know, the area that you live in, Baltimore, you're experiencing violence on a multiplicity of levels with the actual shooting of an individual who was mistakenly identified. It's unfortunate because we hear stories like this all the time. Oftentimes it's our youth who is falling victim to some type of drive-by shooting or a random act of violence. In that regard, so it's very important that we go back to the basis of it takes a village to raise a family, or it takes a village to raise a child. I think that's very important, and we need to get back to those roots. There's other listeners out there today, our young, our youth, boys and girls. What message of hope could you convey to them on today?
Well, what I say to the young people that are out there, and I say to these young people in the school system and in my school, I'm at Matthew Henson Elementary School. For one, I look them in the eye. I let them know they are important to me. I let them know they are important to themselves. I don't say to them, you will never make it. I ask them, what is your goal in life? When they can't tell me their goal in life, then I work with them so that they can discover their talents, their dreams, things that they can do well. And then I support them by finding a way to do that, whether it's do cheer, whether it's do writing, whether it's do basketball. And when I say basketball, I'm not saying so much that they're going to grow up and be a basketball star. They're learning teamwork, responsibility. The coach that I work with, if they're not doing well in school, they're not on the team. So there are a lot of different ways for them to learn how to connect with other people. And I think connection to other people is important because it's very hard to do harm to someone that you're connected with. And when I say connected, I'm talking about on a deep level, when you care for someone. We really need to show our kids that we care for them and we're not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them. I enjoy them all, and we have some awesome, awesome young men in Baltimore City.
I believe that, and I hear the passion in your voice. You've experienced quite a bit, and yeah. You know we appreciate your courageousness. You know you're very courageous, and it takes a strong woman to stand up for what you believe in, and to share that not only with me, not only with our organization, but with the entire world.
Yeah.
So it's I'm humbled. I appreciate you calling us today. And expressing.
And I appreciate that you have started this, that you have this movement going on, because you also recognize that there's a need for it, and it's something positive, and that's important. Our kids should need to know that there are some positive things going on, too, so I appreciate that you extended yourself to me as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, we, SWIP Poetry Chapter, most people don't realize it. SWIP stands for Spoken Word Entertainment Publishing. Mm-hmm. And Poetry Chapter. So basically what that means is we are a publishing company and a poetry chapter. Essentially, we deal with entertainment. And we published a few Stop the Violence CDs. All that information is on the website or on the Facebook page as well, SWIP Poetry Chapter on Facebook. And also, you know, this is our first annual Stop the Violence anthology that we are going to be publishing. And again, our goal is to reach all 50 states, to have an artist or a concerned parent or community member to speak out against those injustices that are going on in their state and or submit an article or poetry, an article, short story, something to that effect, so that we can, you know, so that the world can realize and see that we are here for one another. We are here trying to unify the masses and, you know, raise the awareness of. You mentioned a topic that some people tend to misunderstand. You say snitches get stitches. But I remember there's a few occasions, actually, one story in particular, well, I won't go into to that detail, but, you know, if you got something going on in your neighborhood, you are supposed to police that neighborhood because that's the environment in which you live in. It's not snitching when you see someone that does not necessarily belong in your neighborhood that's causing issues within your neighborhood, a neighborhood that you grew up in, neighborhood that they have no right to be in, causing havoc and problems and issues. You have a right to go to your neighbors and talk, you know, reach out to them, to the officials or whomever you choose to go to. That's not snitching. That's called taking back your community and looking out for your family, your neighborhood.
Right.
You know,
people
have
to be changed. Yeah, people need to understand
that
it's
say that.
Because that whole thing, snitches need stitches.
Okay, I'm going back to the call lines. Area code 251, 251, area code 251. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm area here.
Area code 251. Okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sarah, calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, Sarah, so we have you back on the line. You called earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just making
okay,
sure, just making sure. Yeah, certainly. Go right ahead.
I wanted to know why haven't anyone been interviewed by the police to witness?
Say that one more time. The why hasn't anyone like who? I'm sorry.
The witnesses.
Why hasn't any witnesses been interviewed?
Yes.
You mean on behalf of Michael Brown and
yes.
people that saw what happened? Sister,
yes.
There have been quite a few witnesses that have been interviewed.
By the police for the case.
Oh, well, why haven't the police interviewed anyone about what's going on? Well, from my understanding, they've removed the police from that type of environment. They don't want the police dealing with the community like that. Before we got disconnected, the sister was in the process of telling us what's going on, and tonight is a total different night as opposed to the last 3-4 nights of violence that the police has had in regards to our people. With the tear gas, with the with the rubber bullets and all that stuff. Tonight is the first night that they've had an opportunity, or not an opportunity,
yeah.
but have been able to peacefully assemble, so to speak, in the community. Because when this transpired, remember, we were crying, we were speaking out for truth. We wanted truth. And so the police, they were the FBI, DA, all of them came in and said, okay, well, we don't want the police here. We're going to investigate this now. So we don't want the police involved because of the relationship that the police created with the community. So the police were asked and told to sit down, shut up, stay out of the community. So that was to kind of keep the peace, quote, unquote.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why the police haven't interviewed anyone, because nobody trusts the police, especially after this situation. I wouldn't want to interview with the police either.
Well,
we've been instructing.
FBI interviewed anyone?
Well, they've been interviewed. People have been interviewed on the news. They have been interviewed.
No,
I think.
Seen that.
Yeah. So again, I don't work at the police station. I don't know what they're doing, what their methods are. I think they're trying to give it time to kind of blow over a little bit, and then kind of, for one, they're trying to get their damn lie together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're trying to get their damn lie together, and they not finna just come to the community and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, my bad. I tripped. You know, I killed your homie. Come on, talk to me about what y'all saw. Ain't nobody trusting that. That's propaganda. Ain't nobody trusting that. So I mean, that's why logically it wouldn't benefit the community to go in and tell the police what they saw. That's why they got YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We encouraging people to post this stuff up on the line, on the internet, so that we can know what's going on for sure. Okay. All right. I got a call on the line that's trying to get in. Apparently, I missed a call earlier, so we want to get our friend back on here, Sister Carrie. Erico 901, Sister Carrie, is this you?
Yeah, how you doing? Well, y'all?
Peace and blessings. I'm doing well. How are you? I apologize about that earlier, Sister. I totally must have missed it or something. I don't know, but I'm glad we got you on now. Questions, comments, concerns?
You know, I when I was listening earlier, you said that the police officer had not been identified. Was that ever cleared up that he was identified?
Well, again, I'm still waiting on confirmation from that. I did ask everyone to Google that and then contact those sources to see if we have an answer for that. And I'm going on my Facebook page right now as we speak. And
because Anonymous identified him as Brian Willman.
I got Brian Williams on here.
I think it was spelled Willman.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Willman. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got Williams from. But, yeah, you are right. I stand corrected. It is Brian, Bryan, P as in Paul, as a middle initial. Last name, Willman. That seems like
correct.
Something made up. Will, W-I-L-L-M-A-N, Will Mann, one word, St. Louis, Missouri, age 45. So apparently they're saying that this is him. Current phone number 314-395-1434. I don't know if that's the right guy that or not. I haven't gotten any type of confirmation on that at all.
I wouldn't trust that. Someone gave me some different information that he was age 32. Mm-hmm. I really believe they had enough time to change anything. So I wouldn't even, I mean, maybe the name is correct, but I definitely wouldn't believe any of the information about his physical address. I don't know.
I'm not going to even put that information out there. But, definitely. But I did get confirmation from Sarah. Sarah had called early. I think she's still online. And she says that I just found out he's not locked up. So that's good. So we're speaking about Trey Davidson. Trey Davidson. She asked about Trey Davidson. And so, no, Trey Davidson is not locked up. So I guess that's good confirmation. Well, we had a caller that called in. Trey Davidson is a supporter. Trey Davidson has been putting the information out there from day one about what's going on. And so we just got that confirmation that, no, Trey Davidson is not locked up. So we are waiting on Patricia to call back. She's the sister that's been organizing and been out on the battlefield since day one of the event. You know, she's been out there. So let me try to – I'm sorry.
We'll put something out there before you move on. One thing I like to see that I see white groups do and other groups do that I don't see that has been done here. Social media can so be used to help in this situation. I've seen other groups do what's called a Twitter blast. And back in the day, I was quite a Twitterholic. And what that means is you can pick a hashtag. Let's just say justice for Mike. And everybody pick a designated time. Okay, and we still all go onto Twitter at the same time, use that same hashtag, and post something about Mike, and it'll blow up Twitter. And I think that absolutely needs to be done ASAP in terms of everybody coming together and blowing up Twitter, blowing up Facebook about Mike at the same time. I just think it's when the momentum is going, you definitely have to go with it. And I think now is a great time to do a Twitter blast. You know, like maybe an organized time, like maybe tomorrow at a certain time or Saturday at a certain time, say 12 o'clock noon, everyone will go onto Twitter, use the exact same hashtag, and post something about the situation in Ferguson or something about Mike Brown.
Okay. Just so you know, all the phone lines are open up right now with the exception of one phone line. 314, we see you. Last 4-4-1-0-1, we see you. Thank you so much for calling back. We got about six callers on the line now. So I want to welcome everybody back. I have no idea what happened earlier, but we got about 3 minutes left of this show, and I'm still working on getting Sister Patricia back on the line right now. We may have to I don't know. I could see if I could try to schedule some more time to get some people on here and kind of, get their questions answered. You know, we definitely need the questions to be answered. And again, you all that tuned in earlier was listening to what Patricia was saying about, you know, tonight's a different night in St. Louis. You know, there's no roadblocks. They removed the roadblocks. So, things are starting to appear to look better. Go ahead.
That's because they moved the St. Louis County Police Department, and they're no longer policing Ferguson. So, of course, I would think that would change the dynamics of how they were structuring it, because obviously what they were doing wasn't working. So now they're not policing it right now. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they are not policing it right now. They are in the words of Patricia, they are in the community, are in a certain part of the community, and trying to keep their peace.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, everybody, your lines are open. Anyone else has any questions, comments, or concerns? Yes, no. All right, let me start with caller 803. Tell us your name.
Tribal Rain.
Okay, Tribal, you're back on. I don't know why this thing is saying 90 seconds. I got about a minute and 41. But anyway, yeah, that was an interesting piece. We lost everyone.
You can go over your time. What you need to do is just tell everybody that's interested in speaking to get on the phone lines now before they lock down and straight up.
All right, I got it. Okay, I got Patricia on. Patricia, everybody's phone lines.
Hey.
Patricia, are you there?
I am. How are you?
All right. Go ahead, talk to us, sister. Talk to us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we are still out here in the streets of St. Louis. Thousands of people are still out here peacefully, black and white, having a wonderful time. I mean, mm-hmm. I think some of us are still on edge, kind of waiting like, okay, when is something going to kick off? And we want to be wrong, but there are just thousands of people still out here. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Look at what happens when you remove, when
peace
you stop.
And harmony.
Yeah, when you move the uber military mindset, when you remove the armored cars and when you remove the police in military gear and pointing rifles at us even during the day, it's amazing what a difference it makes.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody can begin asking questions one at a time. Tribal Rain, please ask whatever questions you have for Patricia. Again, this is an organizer. This sister has been out in the battlefield every single day. Organizing since the situation transpired. Go ahead, please keep your questions short and right to the point, everyone, please, for the sake of time. Tribal Rain. Okay.
Hello.
Area code 251, please ask a question. Ask her a question. 251. 251. Can you
still
hear me, Patricia?
Yes, I can.
Okay, 251. Okay, good. Every code 713. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Sister Carrie.
Yes.
Questions. Ask Patricia any questions you have.
Okay. Basically, was she out there last night in the middle of everything that was going on?
She's out there every day.
Yes, I was. I've been out here every night. Like, I'm not going to leave my community out here.
Okay, so how was the environment last night? We saw some live feeds coming up from Infowars.com, and we saw bullets and tear gas. Were you, involved in any of that, or did you feel the effects of any of that last night?
Well, yeah, I was here. Actually, I learned from having gone through tear gas. They had been doing tear gas about every night, three nights in a row. So I learned that apparently I have some type of resistance to tear gas. Even the reporters that have started to showing up to do this show have started, the reporters that are coming to cover this story, they come, with their cameras and notepads, but they also bring helmets, goggles, and tear gas masks to cover because they know it's going down. But the flares, I was here, the boom, the bang, you feel like this is a war zone. And pictures that you look at with Gaza, you would never think it's going on in St. Louis, but it's true. And I can only imagine the psychological effects that this may have had on certain people or even children who were exposed to this. It would be interesting to see what comes of that.
We understand that they were they actually sending tear gas into the neighborhoods last night?
Yes. I'll explain the situation to you. There's a main street called West Florissant, and it's commercial and residential. And where the part where we were asked to protest, we start moving more into the residential area. So as people were running away, they were running into the residential area, and then the police felt the need in order to clear those areas for disbursement. Then they were shooting tear gas into people's front yards, their backyards. There's even burn marks on there's a guy's yard that has burn marks on it from flares and stuff being thrown at it.
Next question, please.
Is the military still there, or militia, or whatever it is?
No, there is none of that out here this evening. There's none of that. I haven't seen a SWAT. I haven't seen a sniper-looking rifle. None of that. That's gone. And thank God for it.
Thank God, because prayer works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Patricia, I just want to thank you, sister, for, again, you know, being out there every single day, every single night, you know, giving us accurate information as to what's going on, sister, and, you know, and what we can do. Because as I explained to our listeners earlier, the whole world is watching St. Louis. The whole world is, is praying for us and supporting us. Now, this is no longer just a U.S. thing. This is an international thing and a U.N. thing now. So they are going to move a certain type of way now because people are getting the videos, the photographs that's going on. They are shook. They don't know what to do and how to deal with this situation. They've never been faced with a situation like this. Faced with a situation like this. Go ahead, sister.
And you know what's even funnier? The fact that they were, they were arresting reporters and taking their cameras, and that's when you know you're doing something wrong and you just don't know what to do. And I'm also glad to see that the ACLU has sent observers out here tonight and has started giving us pamphlets, and they said that they're going to be filing a suit into how our constitutional rights were violated for peaceful protest and suppressing First Amendment rights.
Yeah, they have to. They have to because our rights were certainly violated. Our rights were certainly violated. This is a world-class action lawsuit here.
Yep.
Okay. So we had a few questions. Someone had asked some questions about those people that were getting arrested. How long, with the exception of the media, because they, for my understanding, they were released the next day without bail and without paperwork filled, signed or whatever. They were just told, just get out, go. So with the other people that were arrested, I forget how many of them were exactly arrested, how much was their bail, and were they immediately released as well as the media representatives?
I saw some of the bail amounts being around $300 to, from $250 to up to $400. So that's how much the bail was. I think it was funny that when they arrested a Washington Post reporter and a Huffington Post reporter, the statement that came out was, "Oh, oops, we didn't know who they were."
Does
that make a difference?
Exactly.
It shouldn't make a difference who they are. They shouldn't have been arrested in the first place. But they locked up a local, a city alderman in the city, Alderman Antonio French.
Antonio
they locked
French.
Him up.
Where are you, Umar Young? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm actually trying to get him on here as well, Antonio French, because it's important that we, Alderman, that we get him on as well. Also, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening to our show, I want you to know that there's a petition out there now, and I signed a petition to Robert P. McCauley, St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, which says, and I quote, "The death of Michael Brown at the hands of Ferguson, Missouri police has stoked tension and caused unrest across our community, state, and nation. This racially charged climate demands an independent, impartial investigation that the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office simply cannot provide." And then, will you sign the petition? Click here. There's links on our Facebook page, so we're asking everyone to look that over, sign a petition. Again, our Facebook page is SWIP, S-W-I-P, Poetry Chapter on Facebook. Please send that information. Don't forget to continue to send your videos, photos, and all of that media information on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the social media. Patricia, what do you have to say? You have any questions for us or things that you can think of that in areas where people can help and assist?
Well, I just want to say that I'm just grateful tonight to see my community actually celebrating and not, being almost terrorized. And it's such a wonderful feeling, and this is what it should have been like from the beginning. So I think this is just going to be the beginning where we start, and we're going to use this momentum to continue to be positive in the community and start the healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nope.
Okay. Sister Shira, please address any questions that you have at this time to Sister Patricia.
Yes. We just around the country would like to know what can we do to support and help. What would St. Louis and Ferguson ask of us to do?
Well, you know what? There's so much on-the-ground organizing that I see going on, and I just had one focus, and that's been to try to be the eyes and ears out here while this place has started looking like a war zone. If this celebratory manner continues, that means I'll be able to focus more on some things that I've been hearing people talk about. Like, for instance, the residents of the actual apartments, because of some of the looting that took place, and many of them are older, they're not, and the streets have been blocked off. They haven't been able to get food, you know, like they wanted to. Some of the residents have also been affected psychologically, where they are scared at night, and they just want to be able to spend the night somewhere else. So there have been different groups. I've gotten some emails. I need to look at things, but I think reaching out to people's social media, that's how they're trying to get their name out, to help Mike Brown. If you're in the St. Louis area, I mean, it's easy to come here and see what needs to be done. But I think I even saw like a GoFund for Mike Brown account to try to help the family out. So there's all sorts of things right now. I'm sorry I don't have specifics, but my mind's just been, you know, on strict war zone level.
Sister, you are fine. No problem at all. We definitely understand that. At this time, anybody else has any other questions for Sister Patricia? We got area code 713. Your line is open. 901. Your line is open. 832. Your line is open. Is that Sarah 832? Or I'm sorry, is that who's 832? Is that Ashira? That's you, Sister.
No, I'm 713.
Okay, everybody's line is open. 832. Your line is open. You have any questions for Sister Patricia? Okay.
I would like to make contact with Sister Patricia if I could after she gets off the air tonight.
Do you tweet? Are you on Twitter?
I am under Carrie Hine.
Well, I am Patricia Licious on Twitter.
Patricia. Spell the last name.
Patricia Licious.
It's one word.
One word.
Patricia Licious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't think it, nobody else will. So I got to be confident on that.
Absolutely, okay. Patricia Licious, baby. I love that. Yeah, Patricia, again.
I have another question. This is Ashira in Houston again.
Go ahead.
Has anybody brought up the fact that we really need to look at all of these cases? Eric Gardner, Mike Brown, down to Sean Bell, Luima, and all of these people that have been killed, Crawford, all of these people, we need to take this to the world court. This is genocide. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. I mean, when we had a show on Eric Gardner, one of the callers said, within a week, it'll be another killing. And sure enough, it was.
I'm
not going to stop, and I'm not saying, I'm not one of those people saying we shouldn't be out in the streets, because I definitely believe we should be out in the streets, but when we get through being out in the streets, and if next week they kill somebody else, then what? We've got to look at long term, what are we going to do to solve this problem?
Right.
They're going to keep killing us.
And so, and this is where people need to know who they vote for, because now it's going to be up to local and state and federal-level politicians to do the things that are necessary to change law enforcement. So now we're really going to have
voting for people in office. Patricia, we've done that. I mean,
I think we got to go outside
of this system.
Well, yes, we have done that, but people haven't necessarily put the type of pressure that I'm seeing applied in this case to really look at these issues.
Right.
And it's not going to happen overnight. I know that we've made some really good gains with Attorney General Eric Holder in there. They're really looking at scaling back on how they handle, marijuana, legalization, you know, those kinds of things. And it's going to take steps like that where we actually look at policy, because we're trying to fight institutional racism. And that doesn't happen easily overnight.
Okay, so what are we black
Patricia, folks? Patricia, let me say this, because I some of us have already kind of talked about it, and, you know, I call a spade a spade. When we see injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So when we speak about injustice and stop the violence and we speak about no justice, no peace,
You know, we got people that are here for political gain. We got hush puppies here. We got people that are here telling us to be quiet. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. You know, we got people like, I'm going to say the names, Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is everywhere where there's monetary compensation for his purposes. You don't have to pay me $30,000 to march. I will march. I will lead marches. I have done so. You know what I mean? So we don't need people like him here. We don't need people like the attorneys whispering in a family's ear saying, shh, stop the violence.
Right.
No more. Quiet. You know, when you sold out Trayvon Martin's family. You know, because you have something called, what did the brother say, a writ of prosecution. You know, this could have locked Zimmerman up through at least throughout the trial phase because he lied. Not only did he lie, we know he lied, but he lied about the monies that he received from social media. So that was grounds for incarceration right then and right there. But the attorney didn't file that. Crump, I'm going to call him out. Attorney Crump did not file that. So who's to say that he's not going to do the same thing here? Why should we trust him as opposed to any other attorney? You know what I mean?
Not.
And with Sharpton, why are we even allowing him here? Why are we even listening to what they have to say? Sharpton, Crump, why are we allowing them here? They need to leave. We don't need them here because they are not for justice. They are just for themselves. They are, right, they are paid to be here as hush puppies to calm these niggas down, basically is what they're saying.
They were here, and the calming it down didn't work. So,
certainly.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, especially in this case, because the eyes of the world, just like they were on Trayvon, they're going to be on Mike Brown as well.
Certainly. And I definitely understand that. But the other thing is there is something called color of law abuses. It's on the FBI website. And this information could be used to ascertain the name of the officer, the real name of the officer that was involved. Because who's to say that they might sweep that under the rug and somebody else might step and say, oh, it was me. You know what I mean?
Right. I just got a text, and let me see where it's from. Somebody said, Patricia, I've heard they're supposed to be releasing the officer's name tomorrow. So I think there's going to be some changes in how they handle this case, because I've been trying to tell them that's where the anger is coming from in how they're handling this case. So
absolutely.
We'll see.
With the lies and the deceit.
I appreciate being on the show. Thank you guys for your time. I got to get back out here in the streets and celebrate with the people, because this has been a victory tonight. So I appreciate
absolutely.
You guys so much. You guys have
thank
a good
you, and
night.
I'll talk to you later, sister. Peace and blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Okay, there you have it. There you have it, guys. That was Sister Patricia. Again, she's been out there. I wanted some other callers to call in and kind of answer some of these questions that the people need to know. We need to know what's going on. We need to know why these people are still in town. Obviously, their presence here has not, like she said, has not stopped our voices, has not stopped the protests. So people are seeing what's going on. People are seeing the hush puppies. People know that certain people are here for political gain and that they're not here necessarily for the people. They're here to rouse us up like this some type of church Sunday service that we're in, to play on our emotions and emotionalism, and then leave. Questions, comments, concerns? Anyone?
You know what? Y'all can I missed the celebratory moment of tonight. I missed that. So could someone
elaborate?
Certainly
did,
did. What's
sister's
being celebrated? Cheering. I'm sorry.
Can you take over, please?
Huh?
Sister Shira, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, did you ask that question or did someone else ask that question? I hear you.
No, that's me because I missed what are we celebrating?
Okay, Sister Patricia stated that we are having a celebratory moment of peace. Of peace from the police,
peace
from
the
tear gas. Right, a piece from the, matter of fact, everybody needs to Facebook that right now. The words, peace from the police on Facebook. Peace from the police on Facebook.
Because they moved the police
no
out,
tear,
right?
Yep, no tear gas, no police brutality, army tanks.
Okay. Okay, and so the people are allowed to protest without the army tanks and the police and the tear gas.
They are doing it, and they are celebrating.
Okay.
They are happy. They are doing that.
Okay.
I got someone sent me something. Someone sent me something. It says protests held in 100 U.S. cities against Brown killing. You got everybody shouting and celebrating. Thousands of protesters have held demonstrations in more than 100 cities across the United States to honor the memory of a black teenager shot dead by a white policeman in Missouri. The protests have been held in St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri, every night since 18-year-old Michael Brown has been shot multiple times and killed by police on Saturday. Police have dealt with the demonstrators harshly. On Thursday, massive demonstrations were staged in Washington, New York, Boston, St. Louis, and Philadelphia, NBC News reported. I have two grandchildren, and I want them to be able to walk the streets safely without the police shooting them, said Debbie Ray, who attended the protest in St. Louis. So, again, the world's here. Cedric the Entertainer was here. So we want to thank all of the celebrities. This is Cedric the Entertainer's city anyway. So he should have definitely been here, one of the first people to be here. But we want to thank him for coming and any and all celebrities for their support of the Michael Brown case and the support of St. Louis, Missouri. We want to thank all of our callers and listeners for their support, everyone that's in the chat room on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We want to thank everybody for listening to our call on this evening. Osiris, Lady Blue, I missed you. I hope you would have called back, but we missed you. We'll reach out to you. Jamila Nasheed, the Senator Jamila Nasheed, she called in and had some phone battery issues. She had to go. Another sister, I think she said Sheena. I'm sorry if I didn't say her name right. We had Brother Rennell calling in, the poet God, Sister Sarah, Rhonda, you know, Sister Shira, Carrie, we had so much love tonight. We had so much love tonight. And I don't know what happened when the sister first called in, and well, everybody's listening in to our show and tapping the lines, recording this, recording that. So that might have something to do with it too. Sister Shira, Sister Carrie, anybody else have any questions, comments, or, anything you'd like to add to this, to the commentary, to the show tonight?
I would like to know, why did they get the same lawyer as Trayvon Martin?
Who's speaking?
This is Sarah.
Sarah. Well, I have two words for you. Oh, three, I'm sorry. Politics and politics.
Hmm.
Same reason why they have Al Sharpton here. Nobody else is going to pay him for what he's here to do but St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
He still got job that he didn't finish in New York, from my understanding. And they're not happy with him.
I know.
So they sent him here. They can send him back. We don't need him. We don't want him.
Sharpton and Benjamin Crump out of town, so he won't coerce that family into a settlement like they did with Trayvon Martin. Get him out of there.
Yes.
So that's the next petition. That's the next petition, guys. Look on our page.
Send him back to New York.
This is 832 speaking out of Houston.
Hey, sister, go ahead. Speak your piece.
I was just going to say that I did read an article that Al Sharpton was going back to New York tomorrow to organize a protest up there. I don't know how true it is, but I read that.
Yeah, well, we don't want him here, so that he can go back to
I know he was sent there specifically to try to calm things down, and I'm glad it didn't work.
All right.
And much
ain't nobody buying that. Thank you. Not a problem, sister.
The sister right there from Houston, sister.
Yes.
We need to build. I'm in Houston, too. What's your name? How can we contact each other?
We're family with friends.
Pardon me?
We are Facebook friends. I've spoken to you on the phone before. So.
Okay. You, what's your name?
Yuhu Rue Black.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. So,
peace
yeah.
and blessings, sister. Uhuru. Thank you so much. Uhuru, yes, 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 definitely. Black love, everybody, black love. It's open panel, so guys, feel free to dialogue. If that's it, then we can certainly end the show. I have two beautiful children that I would love to spend some family time with and celebrate the celebratory event here. but yeah, so you know it's a glorious day here. It's a glorious day here. But this is only just the beginning.
Somebody over here wants to say something. I have a friend that wants to say something.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Okay. 1 second.
Good evening, panel. My name is Mary here in Houston. And these type of things has been going on for quite a while. And I really think the problem lies with the black race of people. We need to come together as a race of people like every other race of people in this world. They look out for each other. They get things done for each other. But the black race of people doesn't do that. And these people recognize that about us. So we need to clean house within ourselves and come together on one accord and look out for each other and work together. Get someone in your state to protest, get black folks together so that we could be recognized as the smart, intelligent race of people that we are and stand up to these people and don't be afraid of them and don't be afraid to speak your mind because we all have that freedom of speech here and we should be able to do and say the things that we want to without being harassed. So it's up to the black people to come together as a whole in these United States, not just one state. Everybody needs to come together on one accord and start working as a race of productive black people in this world. And I think once they see we are all sticking together and helping each other and forming a union, then we can stop all this abuse that's going on with the black folks. So that's something to leave with you all to think about. Black people,
thank you so much.
We have to come together.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I think that this is the beginning of something great. And I say that with all sincerity. No one has seen St. Louis come together like this. No one. It has never happened. I mean, St. Louis and Illinois and all these other states are coming together in solidarity. It's a beautiful thing. I think that right now we are being reshaped and molded and fashioned for something greater. God forbid that we go back to the old way of doing things, because God has shed his light on us and God has chosen us to rise up for this moment. St. Louis, this is your moment. This is your moment. Walk in that. Walk in that greatness. We are great people, and the world see that. The world sees that now. Again, we want to send and extend our love to the bereaved family at this time. We want to hold you up in our prayers, and we want to ask that we continue to pray for the peace, that we continue to pray for the protesters, for the families. And we're asking everyone in your own way to pray for St. Louis, for the protesters, for those that support us, for those that will support us. We have to continue to keep hope alive, because where there is no justice, there is no peace. So we're talking about life after tragedy. No justice, no peace. I think that's where we are. So hopefully that answers your questions in regards to the unity, in regards to us coming together, us sticking together. I think that this has been a breaking point and a turning point, a resurrection from the dead. Not only are they learning to respect the stance that we took, they are backing off of us. They are sending these puppets out of here with their tails between their legs. So, I mean, again, the battle is not over yet. We have been tear gassed. We have been shot with rubber bullets. We have been beaten. We have been shot. We have been murdered. It is long from over. It is a long way from being over.
This is only the beginning.
Only the beginning. Only the beginning. I want to see if I can upload this piece from DJ Cut here in St. Louis, Missouri. We had an interview earlier, and I didn't have time to do any type of edits at all on it. So just kind of bear with me and let me know if it's too loud or whatever. I haven't been on Blog Talk since 2010, and things were a little bit different then with the way that that things were uploaded and whatnot. So again, if it's loud, let me know. But this is a pre-recorded piece that we did with DJ Cut earlier. So hopefully I can get it to play correctly.
Call is now being recorded.
Okay, we got DJ Cut on the line. DJ Cut, what's going on, Doc?
Hey, what's up, man? Your call, your phone signal is breaking up. It's kind of real choppy.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, it's a little better.
Okay. All right. Well, DJ Cut, tell us about, obviously, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate having you.
It sounds real, your signal sounds real choppy.
Okay, give me one second. Let me try to fix that real quick. One second. Has that gotten any better?
Yes, that's a little better.
Okay, cool. All right. DJ Cut, again, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate having you on the line today.
All right, man. Appreciate, being on, man. It's all about St. Louis,
Absolutely, man. We appreciate the great work that you're doing in the city of St. Louis, doing the Stop the Violence shows, on the radio, kicking shouts out to the family in St. Louis and your continuous support. Tell us what's going on out there now, Cut.
Man, what's going on right now is the people are fed up and the people want answers. And by right, the people should get answers. It's like, the news are so quick to put the faces of the people, faces and names of people who looted the stores, but where's the face of the officer who killed young Mike Brown Jr.? Where is his face? What's his name?
Exactly.
He's at home with his family, but you got, the parents about that child now. Leslie McFadden, Michael Brown Jr., are the family members. They lost a family member, but this cop is at home killing. With protection, But this young man had no protection. And, that's why I'm just constantly trying to encourage the young generation. I love the energy. I love the unity. But they got to channel it in a different direction. If this, like I said yesterday on the air, this should drive more of them to want to get a law degree or become a lawyer, teacher, police officer, you got to get involved in the system to help change the system.
True. Definitely. Definitely. They definitely. I mean, if this don't prompt you to unify more, if this doesn't prompt you to want to fight for the justice and cause of our people, I don't know what else will. I mean, it's real, cut. You know, I mean, we lost quite a few soldiers, and soldiers, I mean, literally. Going back to, we could go back 8 years ago. You know, we lost Lavina Johnson. She was a military in July 17, 2005. You know, they murdered her in the Army, raped her, shot her up, tried to blow her up, everything. You know, and then here we go again. We had Trayvon Martin a few years ago. You know, then we also turned around and we had Eric Garner recently. You know,
Denise McBride and more, you know.
Denzel Cornell is another prime example. June 20th, police shot him, pulled up on the side of him, almost similar to this to the Mike Brown situation. Shot this brother in the head, tried to make it seem like he committed suicide. How are you going to commit suicide? This brother running away from you, you know.
Right.
Then
right.
We got the Mike Brown situation. So June and July, we went back literally 8 years, 8-9 years ago. The Eric Garner piece happened July 17th. Lavina Johnson piece happened July 17th, 05. And now we're coming back again June and July, now August, with Mike Brown.
Yeah,
man, the people are outraged, cut. They're outraged. We got to do something. They are completely outraged right now.
Yeah. And I don't see any... You know, it's the way they are doing this, like a relationship. Just consider yourself like you're in a relationship, male, female, and there's been history of cheating. So one of you go out and don't come back to the next morning, and you ask them where you've been, and the person is not answering you. So you just go crazy because you have a bad history already, and that's the way this Ferguson Police Department operates. They got a bad history with the black people, and now you kill somebody, people won't answer, and they're not talking to us at all. So people going to tear something up until they feel, you know, they get the answer. But they doing this on purpose, you know, to make people get frustrated, to be out there taunting people, driving through the crowd fast, rolling by, smiling, and stuff like that. They know what they're doing. Everything they do is strategic. And that's my plea to the people. Yeah, be upset. Yeah, get organized, but we got to be more strategic with the way we're moving out here.
True. You mentioned strategic. What are some ways, for those of our young listeners that are out there listening today, what are some ways that, in your opinion, they could be more strategic, Okay. In your opinion, what are some ways that you think that they could be more strategic in their dealings right now with what's going on?
Give them more black organizers. I mean, you got James Clark for Better Family Life. You have Al Sharpton in town. We have people. You even have the radio station, like Demetrius Johnson, like you have us, period, who are trying to help plan, organize events. But people are, you know, it's so many people, everybody's out doing their own thing. You even got the Greek organizations that are trying to plan events and attack this the right way. We got to do it the right way. But, you know, it's like everybody's jumping out there, but everybody is on their own agenda, and it's going to be chaos.
Exactly. So for the young listeners that are out there, you know, we're talking about organizing. We're talking about connecting collectively with organizations that can, you know, keep some more structure to the focal point here. You know, the focal point being supporting the family, the focal point being unifying as one, becoming one again, supporting our communities, policing our communities, policing the police. You have to do this. If you don't do these things, then you're going to succumb to anything. You know, you're going to keep on repeating the same cycle over and over and over again.
Yeah, and social media has helped this whole cause. You know, keep recording things. Keep posting it on social media. That made the world look at, okay, what's going on down in St. Louis? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What the police report, I mean, the police department reports to CNN, only thing we got to do is post what's really going on directly to CNN. So the game
right.
has changed. They just can't say what they're doing when we got video footage and pictures showing the opposite.
Exactly. And that's key because, you know, the FBI, they came in, you know, they were at the church. Oh, and I'm sorry, they were not at the church, but they're requesting the videos and a photography of those eyewitnesses that were on the scene at the time. And, you know, we went on Facebook, you know, Swift Poetry Chapter, we went on Facebook and we said, okay, they want it, give it to them. But give them a copy, keep your copy, give a copy to the family, give a copy to the UN, United Nations, you know, because now, you know, it's moved to a whole nother type of direction, and it should continue to elevate. More people need to get involved. The UN needs to get involved, you know, with what's going on here, because these are truly crimes against humanity.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
We're talking about police brutality, but not just police brutality, because this has been going on for a while. But we're talking about police brutality, genocide, execution, and rage. You know, we're talking about life after tragedy, you know, and how the system has failed us.
Yeah, seriously. This is definitely a fail. I mean, the Ferguson Police Department been getting the F. It's like, you know, look up those. In fact, you can go to my Facebook page. You know, we are supposed to share information. I got the stats from somebody else. I copied the link, posted on my page. We just need everybody to get a view of this police department in black and white and see the facts, see the stops
Absolutely.
And frisks and unnecessary arrests. I mean, they are arresting us. You know, but I hate to cut this call short because I got to go into this meeting right now.
Okay.
We
know you always on the move, big brother, and we appreciate your support, man. I'm Yami, your host.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Yeah, so that was DJ Cut. That was the interview that we did. Again, I didn't have time to do any edits, soft edits, or none of that. And you know, sometimes when we out here in the field, if we moving, if we grooving, if we doing our thing, we got to take full advantage of every opportunity that we can. This brother is not even in town right now. This brother was on his way out of town. So the brother agreed to, you know, do a brief interview for the sake of this show and just to kind of reach out to the St. Louis citizens and, you know, just the world, you know, because it's imperative that we have everybody involved with what we're doing. Did everybody hear that okay? Anybody there? Everybody still there? Did everybody hear the interview that I had with DJ Cut?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I heard.
Somebody said no. Okay. So again, any questions, comments, or concerns? You know, we've been pretty consistent with driving this piece home, and you know, like I said earlier, like I've been saying, like Patricia said, we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. I haven't had much rest. I've been on this phone. My children upstairs. They upstairs playing. I don't know what they're doing. So my focus has been on this. My focus has been on the plight of our people, trying to figure out ways strategically that I could continue supporting our people and our cause for righteousness. And our mission of stopping this violence. So, you know, this isn't something that I just do for a hobby. This is a lifestyle. Sacrifices have to be made. Period. Casualties of war. So, you know, with that being said, you know, everybody's got some things to think about and reflect on. But I want to thank everybody for calling in on tonight, and thank you so much for your time and your patience. And I look forward to remaining in touch with everyone. I'll be sending a message out to everyone, just thanking them for tuning in to our show. And I hope that you all were blessed and that you had some of your questions answered. And now that, you know, that we're clear on what's going on in St. Louis and there's no more media blockage because we're getting it live and direct from the source. You know, I got people out there on the ground. Sister Patricia, she's doing her thing. The senator, Jamila Nasheed, she's out there doing her thing, reporting and stuff. So DJ Cut, you know, we got a lot of soldiers out there doing their thing and supporting what we are doing. So it's been real, and I certainly appreciate everybody for all of their support the world over. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to our show. We might do another show sometime tomorrow. I'll look and see what's going on, but I'll be out on the battlefield, so I might be doing something live. I'll be out there. Again, I'll be out there tomorrow. I'll be out there Saturday. I'll be out there Sunday. I'll be children free, so I'll definitely be out there.
Well, Yakana?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
If you're gonna, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hello?
Yes, yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. If you're going to be out on the battlefield tomorrow, I can set up a show, and then you can call in and give us a report.
Okay. Good, good. This is
Carrie
or Shira? Who's this? Carrie or
Shira? This is Ashira.
Okay, yeah,
we'll
certainly.
We'll have a show tomorrow. So
what time?
If you want to do that, just let me know. We can talk about it.
Okay, good, good, good. Perfect. Okay, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're gonna be out there in the battlefield. We're going to be out there.
And we want to know what's going on the battlefield.
And I'm going to give it to you just the way I've been giving it to you all along. Nothing but the truth and only the truth. So that's how we do it. You know, we reaching out. I'm not able to be out there every night, but I got sisters out there and I got brothers out there that's out there every single night. You know, I'm a single father, so I gotta kind of do things a certain kind of other way. But I'm still out there doing my thing when I can and supporting, and I'm doing this radio thing for the people. So, you know, we had some powerful brothers and sisters call in tonight, and I'm truly happy. I am so happy right now. And we're celebrating life. I need to pop me a bottle of wine, the champagne, or something.
Yakana.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
I'm at the news here in Houston, and there was a vigil that took place here in McGregor Park in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's going on everywhere. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
doing stuff regarding to support this. So that's a beautiful thing. I mean, they're all over. I mean, it's 100 cities, at least
mm-hmm.
100 cities that are in total support of what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, cities like Washington, New York, Boston, St. Louis, of course, St. Louis, Philadelphia. You know, these are just a few cities that they're naming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, somebody says something about you got a brother in Palestine. Like, yeah, we support y'all in Ferguson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got to put that picture on your page. Let me do that now. Oh, you have to accept
certainly.
My friendship. That's right. I'll send you a friend request. So accept my friendship, and I'll post that on your page, okay?
What? Your friendship has been duly accepted.
Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. Anybody else? I don't know.
Well, I would just
thank
you, and I would like to thank everyone else that has called in and given information.
Oh.
But I would like to thank all of y'all. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Say your name again for me, sister, before you leave.
This is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, smile, Sarah. I just think of that sound, that song when I hear Sarah smile. Just smile, Sarah. Smile for me.
Always.
So listen, again, sir, thank you all so much for tuning in, and please stay in touch. If you're not connected with us, get connected with us, because we are providing the truth. We are providing what's really going on, you know, from the people that's in the battlefield. From myself, I've been out there, and you know, we got some other sisters and brothers that's out there. We got I want to get some of the Muslim ministers on the show as well to talk about what's going on, some of the other leaders as well. So we're going to continue doing this piece and just keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. So thank you all so much, all right? I appreciate the time. I got 251 and 713 on the line now. Everybody else is good? No other questions?
You know what? Actually, there is going to be another vigil here in Houston on Saturday.
Okay.
Because on Saturday, also the open carry people are supposed to be here marching through a historic black neighborhood, Fifth Ward in Houston. So I'll give a report from the Houston rally here. They turn out like Ferguson. Who knows?
I understand.
I'm going to go back on mute now.
What she say? She say she want us to know what? What she say? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your time. I'm signing out of here. Yakanon, peace, blessings, live and direct from St. Louis, Missouri. Everybody be blessed. Peace, love, and eternal happiness. Good night.
Peace. Good night.
Good night. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Peace.
Good song, Ferguson.